When the warehouse workers gather, you know we gon' be lit. Talking about all matters, dropping that knowledge shit. Cause we get it started, heat the best way. Crack it open with the drink of the day. Then we got Nerd Corner, Josh spitting facts. All types of nerd stuff, all up in the act. But when it comes to females, you know who hit the scene. Ricardo letting you know how we do his thing. Yeah, cause this ain't just some chit chat. Nah, this the Warehouse Rats.
All right, welcome back everybody to the Warehouse Rats podcast, season 2, episode 9.
I'm surprised you remember that.
It was a really good guess. I was just like, it's 9 or 10, but I'm going to go with 9 first.
So. That was a good guess. That was a good guess. Thank you.
I came up with it all by myself. What's going on, mister?
Nothing, man. Just this week for some reason felt insanely long.
Really?
On Thursday, I had to remind myself at least 20 different times that it was in fact Thursday and not Wednesday.
That's kind of funny you say that because to me, my week went by really fast.
Oh no!
So man. Wednesday, I had to look at the fucking my computer thing that I hold in my hand, also known as a mobile, and just to figure out what day it was because I was just like, fuck, you know. It was such a good routine. You know, my routine was get up, go work out at the laboratory. No, wait, the factory. The factory. And sorry, I'm working on my British accent.
Yep.
And then I would go and try to help out on the farm afterwards. So it made my days like super long and tiring, but you know, it was good.
Right on.
By Wednesday, I didn't know what day it was.
That happens when you actually work.
Ouch. Joining us today on my right hand corner, Cook is good, Micah.
Hello, all.
The original Fluffer Nutter.
It's been a few weeks. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
I had to take some time off of fluffing. You know, it's an exhausting job. And sometimes you just need personal leave to fluff yourself. So,
whoa.
I enjoyed that, and now I'm here to fluff you up.
Now, thank you. You went up north, am I correct?
I did.
Now,
did you cross the bridge?
I did not.
My sister's actually up there right now.
UP?
Well, they were going to go to Mackinac.
Yes, he does.
Ouch. She's a great listener, Josh. Oh, was it
what?
Me? Oh, was it me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I do got to pee right now. Yeah, so she's up there right now, I think. So she's in the Upper Peninsula.
Nice.
Anyways, where'd you go?
So it was Shanty Creek. I want to say that's like Mansalona.
It's like, you mean Ashanti?
That's my original stomping grounds,
no
man.
Way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hate to break it to you guys. I had to take 2 weeks off. I was on a long bachelor party of a bender.
In Mansalona?
I know. In all people need fluffing. Strippers don't come out that far. I tried. And unfortunately, I was the entertainment.
Dang.
Did you make some money?
That's crazy.
So let's hear about Mansalona, your old stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Mansalona.
No way.
Legit.
Before we start this, can we get into the drink of the day? Because I'm really thirsty.
Yes. Tell us about this, Ricardo, since you're providing
it
this evening.
Today I picked up a great beverage from One Well Brewing Company, located in Kalamazoo, Michigan. That is in the state of Michigan, of the United States. It is called Pit Tickler. And there's the only reason I really
can you repeat that?
Pit Tickler.
Better not get those letters mixed up.
Tit Tickler. No, the only
or Tit Pickler.
The only reason I picked it up is because it had the cartoon of a masked. What is that?
It's a raccoon.
Oh, raccoon.
Do you not
know
what a raccoon is?
No, hold on. My defense.
It's not a character.
In my defense, I was covering its tail, so I didn't see it. It's a raccoon that is holding, to me, if I was to my first look at it, it was like a Zorro, but like a raccoon Zorro with a
that's racist, but okay.
Okay. With a leaf in his hands like a sword. Pretty nifty. It's an apricot pale ale.
And fuck. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's tasty. I like One Well. One Well's got some good shit. Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's nothing. I don't think it's anything crazy good, but it's definitely.
It's still good, though.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
Yeah. That's tasty.
It has a refreshing taste. Very refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely like a summer beer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not something I would enjoy drinking, like, you know, in the middle of winter, but. Definitely a summer beer.
And then once we're done with that, I went to my motherland. I got some real sangria from Spain.
And it's not real sangria. It's called real sangria.
Right.
Are you supposed to drink this warm?
It's not warm. It's fairly, not cold.
It says serve cold.
It's not cold, but it's not
warm. That's something we can count on Ricardo for. Serving warm.
Supposed to be cold beverage.
Yes. Hey, look, in my defense, again, this was outside the refrigerator. Like, not my refrigerator, but the the store refrigerator. So, I was like, you know what? I saw it and I picked it up. So, you're welcome, Micah.
Thank you. I'll never turn down a free warm beverage.
Hey, I almost got a coffee one, so next time I'll get you a coffee one. A warm coffee beer.
Oh, that sounds terrible. That's one thing that I draw a line with beer is I enjoy coffee and I enjoy beer, but as soon as you try to put them together, I think they're both disgusting. I can't do it.
I like it, but I'm crazy. Like my palate's really... Yeah. Sophisticated.
You got those enzymes.
I got those enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that coffee was invented in my home country of Colombia? Okay, I lied.
I was going to say, I don't want to say anything because then I'll come off as a racist. And
yeah, please go ahead and say it.
No, I'm good, man.
Say it. I know you want to say it. You remember that video?
I can't say it.
No, I'm playing. I don't know where it's invented, but and I'm not from Colombia either, so. But I like Colombians. So anyway, tell us about where you say
Mansalona.
Mansalona.
It is a very small town.
Use your 1-900 voice.
No. And so my family and I moved there I want to say shortly after I turned 4. Or we lived there till I was 16. They built the house we ended up living in, and my grandparents lived right next door to us, and yeah, and that's about it. And the one thing that I remember is that the coolest thing in the town is that they have this green army tank, like, in the middle of town as, like, a memorial.
The hell?
But, like, at least when I was a kid, it was not a bad thing. If people climbed on it. So we climbed because there used to be a Dairy Queen right across the street from it. So we would go get ice cream and then climb on the tank. That was just like a given. That's anytime we got ice cream, we were going to climb on the tank.
I thought it was kind of the opposite. You would climb the tank, and then once you got tired from climbing the tank and getting off,
you'd get
some ice cream.
You'd get your ice cream and then climb the tank and eat your ice cream on the tank.
Oh, what if it fell?
Huh?
What if it fell?
Well, then you're shit out of ice cream.
Because I was a little chubby guy. I'm still a little chubby guy, and I would probably have a hard time getting on there with one hand. My ice cream cone? One hand.
Mm-hmm.
How's my fat ass going to get up there?
It was easier than you thought.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah, the tank. I remember one particular time that I decided that I have to go to the bathroom and decided to pee off the tank.
Oh, I thought you said you're gonna take a you took a shit in the damn tank.
No. I decided to pee off the tank, but I decided to pee off the side that had the gun on it, which seemed, you know, duh. I had to compare. And but it just so happened that the gun is pointing to 66. No. Is it 66? It's either 131 or 66.
Okay.
which is the main drag. And the only full functioning stoplight is right there. So here I am, weighing out, and cars are just driving by, and I'm just like, hey. You know,
how old were you?
Oh, fuck. I want to say
16.
No, I want to say young. I can't remember exactly how young, but young to make poor decisions.
I
at least that kind of a poor decision.
Little vision came in my mind where, like, Lil Nelson from The Simpsons, like, you know.
But yeah, no, I think one of the coolest things, like, growing up there was the property my parents had was, you know, all woods. So, you know, being a crazy nature kid, I was always out in the woods, and I would always get yelled at because I never wore shoes.
And then, kind of like the one from Alaska, the, what is it called? The Browns.
What?
The people who live in Alaska.
They're called people, Ricardo.
I know they're people, but they're like so like they want to be like so independently like remote. Their last name is Brown. Like they got Brown.
Is it like a weird like reality show?
Yeah, it's a reality show.
That's a bull crap show.
I mean,
all reality television is scripted.
I remember we were talking about reality one time, and I forgot there was a reality show that I already forgot last episode I wanted to talk about. Oh, now that you say that.
Super excited.
I know, because I remembered all of a sudden. Did you guys ever watch the show Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls? Like
Bear Grylls.
The Australian guy that...
He's British.
Maybe he is British.
He's British.
Isn't one of those weird survival guys Australian?
Or well, maybe that was maybe a Crocodile Hunter.
No, that's a Crocodile Hunter. Never mind.
Yeah.
I love that guy. Anyway. Bear Grylls.
I just wanted to know if you guys have seen that show or not. Because, so later, I mean, I was like a huge fan of that show, and then find out that show was...
Oh, totally fake.
It wasn't scripted.
It was totally fake.
Hold on. let me explain what happened from what I know from my sources at Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that there were certain situations where he did get a little bit of help from the producers. But it wasn't anything that would make it to where it's fake.
I've also heard there was he was in a particular episode where it may have been Serbia, but someplace where there was a lot of like snow, ice caps, and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and they had a very panoramic view, and they had him sitting there and very recognizable. Not mountains, but like definitely a very recognizable horizon.
Right.
This guy went to that horizon and he took a selfie and matched it up. And then he had the two pictures. And sure enough, they laid right on top of each other. He's like, yeah, look it. I'm where Bear Grylls was. He took a picture facing the other way, major highway. And it's like, oh, you probably wasn't in too much danger.
Well, let me ask you this though. Like, so let's just say it all was scripted, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day,
they're still entertaining.
It's still entertaining, yeah. And on top of that, I think that if you were to be in those situations,
mm-hmm.
you might be able to remember something from that show in particular. Like, hey, mm-hmm. you know what? Bear did that. Even though, let's just say it was scripted,
mm-hmm.
you can say, like, you know what? Bear. I remember one episode where he wrung out, like, a big-ass wad of elephant shit to drink some water. Mm-hmm. It was the nastiest thing ever, but... I mean, I didn't know what to do that. And if I get stuck in Africa with a whole bunch of elephants and I'm like in the middle of the desert, well, I don't know if they would have elephants in the desert, but let's just say there was. I'll ring the shit out of some fucking elephant shit to drink some water.
Yep.
Yep. Or getting that did you see that camel when he got in that camel?
Dude, he got that from Star Wars.
Oh. Okay, did he really?
Oh fuck yeah! Okay,
he was all serious. He's like,
"Let me take you back."
Oh shit!
We go back to Empire Strikes Back. Okay, this was the second of the original trilogy to be released. Mm. Nerd Corner happening right now. We didn't even know it. So early on in that movie, you have Luke Skywalker, the hero. He is riding this alien creature around a snow-covered planet where the rebels are hiding out at. And he noticed something came from space and crashed into the snow, and he wanted to go check it out. He is then attacked by another wild creature who then takes it back to its cave in order to, like, eat it. It's basically like a Yeti. Mm. So he eventually gets away, and then he, you know, because of the snow-covered planet and weather, he ends up passing out in the snow. Just as Han Solo shows up, who is our other hero, mm-hmm. who shows up just in time to save him. But then his creature that he was riding dies. And so he's like, okay, we can't get back tonight. So sure enough, he drags him over to this other creature, takes his lightsaber, cuts this thing's stomach open, and he shoves him in there. And then that's where the famous line of, and I thought they smelled bad on the outside came from.
Hmm, I never heard that line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he legit got that from Star Wars, man.
Oh, well. Or maybe they got that from him.
Nope.
Okay. Living,
So wait, he legit lived inside another creature for the night to stay warm. Wow.
Yeah, that's how Bear Grylls did it.
Didn't he do it with a camel, but to get out of a sandstorm or something like that?
I can't remember exactly what he was trying to get out of. I think it might have been just the cold as well.
Right.
Yeah, so he lived in there. And then I'm pretty sure
in that episode he even said the whole Star Wars line.
Did he really?
Oh, I'm pretty sure, because I think I remember seeing that going, oh man, that's totally Star Wars.
Yes.
Are camels in danger?
No.
That's why I think it was a sandstorm, because it was already dead. And he used it to block, you know, from the elements.
I wouldn't think so, because I think that would have been really lack of word taboo to even put that on there, you know what I mean?
It was already dead.
Well, I know, but even so, like, just because it's already dead doesn't mean you can just fuck with it.
Why not?
Because it's like you get PETA and then Parker and...
For what? It's already dead. It has no rights or feelings.
PETA will... I remember this is how bad... not to say that PETA's bad. I mean...
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
They are so bad. They tried to have whaling... in a video game getting taken rid of.
Well, so
virtual animals apparently have rights. Animals that only exist by code apparently have rights. Those people are fucking crazy.
Well, let me put it in a different perspective. How about that they don't want people to get the idea to actually go out and go do some whaling because of the game. Kind of like the whole concept of shooting games being bad for the youth because it will go out there and kill people.
A lot of people playing this game, a whole bunch of pasty white kids like me. You really think they're going to try to go whaling?
I mean, y'all do some weird shit, bro. No offense.
Can you put on your best white person impersonation?
I can't do that.
He's going to sound like he's from the South.
I can't do that.
Which is racist.
Oh my God, you're so not cool with that, okay? Stop calling me racist. That is so offensive. I am not racist. I have a cousin that has a black husband, okay?
Keep going.
That's all I have.
Oh my God.
Anyways. On that subject, not that subject, but the subject before. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Like Nelson Mandela?
No, kind of, but no. So I don't know the exact, the whole, meaning behind it. But there's actually, like, in a very simplified way, because I can't remember everything. The only reason I can remember is because it has to do with Star Wars a little bit.
Ooh.
Not with Star Wars, but there's one example of Star Wars. So the whole Mandela effect is the whole concept behind that.
Is this where it like changes with time?
Yeah. So you probably have a better explanation than me, because like I said, I was listening to it and it was just, it reminded me, they actually said it where the whole concept of, or the whole saying, the Luke, I am your father.
Oh, it is the number one misquoted line from Star Wars.
So the whole Mandela effect, I guess it's kind of the concept of through time, things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So the narrative or that whatever actually happened or whatever was said changed within time.
It's
somehow, I don't know.
It's about things that appear to be new. And I don't know if it's strictly about movies, but at least from what I've experienced,
not, no, it's not just that.
But. It's mostly, at least for me, it's for movies because I've experienced it. Where like, I'll watch a movie that I've seen hundreds of times, and I'll watch it again, and I'll see a bit or a quick shot or a line, and I'm like, I have no recollection of this at all. So it seems brand new. But yeah.
So the Michael, the whole theory, I think, is it's like there's a conspiracy as to some crazy people, how they're infiltrating society and our brains and this and that to change certain times in history. For example, the saying like "Luke, I am your father." Most people remember that, but that's supposedly that's not the right quote from the movie. It's actually.
So you can't just say, you got to build it up. You have to build it. Because honestly, it is one of the coolest lines ever.
What is the line?
You have, well, I got to build a scene, Ricardo. Okay. God, fucking right, hell. So you have Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader finally facing off. And this is after Darth Vader cuts Luke Skywalker's hand off, which is awesome. This is Darth Vader's plea to Luke Skywalker for him to join the dark side. And he says, not going to do it. And then he drops the line, you know, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. And then Luke Skywalker says, he told me enough. He told me you killed him. And then Darth Vader, very cool. And this is James Earl Jones as the voice of Darth Vader. He says, no, I am your father.
Boom.
Ooh.
So that's an example of supposedly how there's this conspiratorial group, governmental group that's changing certain aspects of history into what it is today.
Isn't that the Illuminati?
They're all intertwined. Yeah, they're all intertwined somehow.
Freemasons, Illuminati. Yeah.
There was another one.
Donald Trump.
Oh! So we begin. There was another one. Supposedly, they said Fruit of the Loom. I don't know what they look like now, but Fruit of the Loom.
Fruit, like
the underwear?
Yes.
The clothes?
Yes. So they say, and I remember how they used to have their logo. With the what do they call it? Cornucopias?
What?
The fruit?
No, no, no. If you remember, it used to have like a basket full of fruit or something like that.
Oh, and the little the
logo.
Yeah.
But they don't have it like that anymore. But a lot of people don't remember that aspect of it. And supposedly, I can't even think of what the logo is now. But
it's just a fruit. It's just fruit, isn't it?
But a lot of people don't remember that it used to be a.
I remember advertisements where it was like guys in like fruit mascot get-ups.
Of course.
And one of them that they kept pushing off was the basket.
Oh. Okay.
And they're like, nah, man, you don't even count. Get out of here.
Wow. Of course you remember the guys. Anyways, what's going on for our Nerd Corner today? You got anything for Nerd Corner today?
We just experienced Nerd Corner.
Well, I mean, that was just like a. Uh-oh.
Fluff sesh.
There's a fluff sesh. There you go.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not much for Nerd Corner other than, and this is, you know, it's small. For those who are Star Wars fans and gamer fans, there is a new Star Wars game coming out soon. For those who played Rogue Squadron on Nintendo 64, you're definitely gonna get a kick out of this because it is another it's another ship or air-based combat game. But the biggest difference with this one, and I don't know if I like it or not, is that your point of view for the game is you're in the cockpit. So you have you're looking out of the window and you have the console in front of you and stuff like that, which totally kills your field of view.
Right.
Granted, that's an exciting way to play because it kind of makes the gameplay a little more authentic. And it, but at the same time, it's like, this sucks because now I can't see anything. So like I'm spending all my time flying around just trying to see if I can hit anything, but I can't. But then like they're talking about in this game where you can change how your ship looks, how your pilot looks. You can change certain things on the console inside the ship. So like they're making it more appealing. And so I'm excited about it. I'm like any Star Wars game I'm excited about.
Right.
But as I'm looking into this game, they keep bringing up a game that was supposed to come out that Disney, after they bought LucasArts, gave the axe to. And people, and like they were well into development of this game. And when they finally cut it, actually there's multiple Star Wars games they've cut the axe on. People who were in development and people who were not reviewing the game but keeping up on the progress of it, they said it had so much potential of being a game of the year contender. They said, like, if you like, there's a game series called Uncharted, you know, a lot of treasure hunting stuff like that, and it's a good game series. They even had the writer from that series writing for this Star Wars story, and they gave it the axe. And it's like, come on, it's like, just let these creative minds that know what they're doing, let them do what they're doing. And
so why did they come out for?
Because they didn't see it as viable. You have different layers to the not Star Wars industry, but different levels of Star Wars. You have the movie making, show making, and then you have the gaming making. Right. The gaming side of it has been struggling for a while just because they had a couple of really good RPGs, but then they never bounced back from those. Anything that came out after that was kind of met with skepticism and people didn't really like it. After those, there was a big break for Star Wars games until after the Disney purchase, EA, which is another gaming company, they got the license and then did Battlefront 1 and 2, which is basically like, people are going to hate me for this. It's basically Call of Duty, but for Star Wars.
Ooh.
But essentially that's what it is. But then the way they did it was so poorly done that, especially the second one, they had this whole loot box issue, and that was a huge thing. People were really like, okay, give us a single player story driven game, which they ended up doing with, Jedi Fallen Order, which was a great game. I really enjoyed that. They had all these other games. They had Star Wars 1313, which was canceled, which was supposed to be an introduction to Boba Fett, which is a famous bounty hunter in the Star Wars universe.
Like Dark the Bounty Hunter?
Sure. So they canceled that one. They canceled this other one. And there was another multiplayer game that they canceled, which was supposed to be more like a Destiny-style game where it was a lot of multiplayer-driven kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they keep cutting. And, like, there's even another one. There's a character called Darth Maul who is a big bad guy in the Clone Wars series. Total badass, honestly. And they had a game dedicated to him that they started. And they're like, oh, no, this is too dark for a Star Wars game. It's like, motherfucker, let them make this game because this game would have been the shit. And I would have played the hell out of it.
Wow.
But, yeah, they keep cutting all these awesome games. And
all I want to know is, where do you get the time to play these games, find out about these games? Because
I make time.
Hmm.
Like, especially playing the games, if it's a Star Wars game, I will make sure I find a night that I can stay up late and I'll play. Like, when I got Jedi Fallen Order, what kept me playing that game was the story and all these little things they kept. Like, there's one planet that you travel to where I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know where I'm at. And if I have to actually go inside this building, this is going to have to happen if they're going to follow Star Wars lore or whatever you want to call it. And sure as fuck enough, they did it. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, this is so cool. So, I mean, the game had so much extra in it. It was a shorter game, which I was a little disappointed by, but they had so much in it that it was still a great play. And there's this big event in the Star Wars universe called Order 66. That's where the main baddie has all of his military forces turn and kill all the Jedi. Which it'd been depicted at this point in time in the movies and stuff like that, but it was always from the point of main characters and stuff like that. And in the game, they had this order happen, and your main character is like a young kid when this happens. And so you have soldiers trying to actively kill him. And it was, and I'm playing through this level, and his master's trying to help him and stuff like that. Like, I found myself getting very emotional. I'm like, this is intense. But then the last season of Clone Wars came out a few months back. You got to experience Order 66 from two characters that were probably my favorite characters in that series, and seeing it from their perspective and how it all kind of, like, the cool thing with that is they connected the movies with the animated stuff, like, perfectly. And usually when you have stuff that's separated so differently, they can't do it successfully. They did. It was amazing. And so as I'm watching, I'm like, this is crazy. So as all of this is happening, I found myself getting super emotional. I'm like, man, this is intense. Like, every episode. And so good.
Well, he's definitely a expert nerd. Thank you for your nerdness.
You're welcome.
I wish I had the time to be a nerd.
See, it's not about time, it's about passion.
Oh,
if you're passionate, I like that. If you're passionate enough about it, you make the time.
What do you
for
think
it.
That I'm passionate about?
Your ladies.
Well, besides my ladies. Oh, speaking about ladies. Well, let's go to a quick break, and then let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Oh, press the button?
Yeah, press the button.
Okay.
It's the Warehouse Rats.
I gotta take this hat off because it's kind of hot.
Whew. I have to edit that now.
No, I'll leave that in there.
Anyways, so we're back. If you couldn't tell. So I'm gonna bring us into Brody Talk today.
Oh shit, just got real.
And our
Rizzle.
At our place of employment, there is a long list of women that Ricardo
adores.
Yeah, that's an innocent way to say that.
Infatuated?
Sure. Anyway, so there's one at the top of the list.
I want to have triplets with her.
That is, in fact, who we named this segment after.
I said triplets.
So, sure enough, she came strolling through the warehouse today.
Yeah, she did.
Now, I'm not going to lie. There's only one other time I've ever seen Ricardo get so giggly and embarrassed was when they actually almost collided and did that whole, sorry.
They did a little dance.
And sure enough, at this point in time, he's like, okay. And then he's kind of scooted around her. But this time, he couldn't even look at her.
I know.
Look at her.
It was weird.
He had to wait until she got past him and kept going. And then he just watched her walk away, which is kind of funny because she's got
unique.
Well, yes, let's call it a unique walk.
Yes.
it's something.
Yes.
So Ricardo.
Yes.
Was this the first time you've seen her since she's been back?
Yeah, so through my sources, not my Wikipedia sources, but through actual sources that are relatively close to her, several have messaged me and said, hey, Brody's back. I was like, what? Brody's back. And then, but this has been like for about a week or 2 weeks already.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was the first day I saw her.
Was that yesterday?
I don't know.
I thought that was today.
Was it? No, it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Man, like I said, this week has been so weird for me.
So it was yesterday, and then today I saw when we had that fire. Oh, we had a fire drill.
When?
I think after you left.
Oh, man.
That's some bullshit, though, because I was in fucking lunch, man. I was like, man, I gotta go out there. And then I already heard it. It wasn't really a fire. Somebody just walked out the fucking exit door, the fire alarm. Or the emergency
door. So it wasn't even a planned fire drill?
No, it was some truck driver, like, went out the door again.
Is it that one that they have the cage around? Because that's what happened the last time, is he thought that was the exit door.
Yeah, but it was the same door, but I don't think that's the same door that you're talking about. It was actually the one that's by, in the 33... The XP warehouse.
A truck driver went through there?
Yeah, you over there by the you know where they load up the tanks?
Yeah.
So yeah, somebody went through there. Oh jeez. And it was the same person. It was a different person that went to the same door because I saw him literally go out the fucking door.
It's like, wait. Ah.
I didn't. You know, he came in. He's like, I was talking to my stepson. And I saw him literally fucking walk out the door, and then I saw him, like, the alarm goes off, and then he just walks back, like, oh, my bad, it was me. So they canceled it. And, or he tried to cancel it, but everybody started walking out, and I'm just like, should I go out? Should I not go out? And then I didn't see anybody go out. And then, so me and my stepson stayed there, and some other people too, and then, like,
right.
I was like, should we go outside? And then, so we started walking outside, and they're barely coming back in. And then somebody got yelled at because they didn't go outside.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't me. But it
you'll get talked to on Monday.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, this was yesterday, so
right.
I would have been talked to already. So
gotcha. So yeah, so it was. I thought that was very interesting that, you know, this is at least the first time we saw her together.
I know.
You got very bashful and very. You couldn't even look at her because normally, you know, before, you know, pre-COVID,
right.
Yeah, pre-COVID. And, you know, when she'd go by, you would at least say hello.
You know what I think it was? I think it was last time that she was kind of, like, really distant. Mm. She wouldn't even look at me. She said hello, and she just didn't look at me. I'd like, you know what?
That cut you, didn't it?
Yeah, it cut me deep. Mm. Now, I think she feels my love. I think that's what it is. Mm. I don't know what it is, but I should have looked at her. I should have said hello. I love you. I love your haircut.
She got a haircut?
It looks shorter. But I don't know.
I can't get past that walk.
It's a very unique walk.
Do the listeners know that her fiance is on site as well?
Let me give you an update on this. Cool. Her fiance does not work there anymore.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
What went down?
It wasn't anything bad. I think he just went to a different place.
Moved on to bigger and better things.
Plus, he couldn't bear me looking at her fiance and knowing that she was infatuated by this brownness, this caramelly-ish. It's like sauteed
mushroom.
I was going to say mushroom, but no, sauteed onions.
I don't think that's bad.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I'm like caramelly.
What happened to your Latin flair?
Oh, Latin flair.
That sounds way better than I'm sauteed onions.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that don't like onions. Now I think about it. No.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, it was definitely. Damn, I should have said hi to her. I should. In my mind, I felt like saying, like, hey, welcome back. You know, I missed you. No, I didn't. I wasn't going to say I miss you, but I'll say welcome back.
I'll say when you say welcome back, that kind of has an implication of
I noticed you've gone. You
missing them. So.
Yes.
Bro, I got something to add to this Brody talk.
Oh.
All right, you remember the two interns, the blonde and the brunette?
Yes, Pineapple and... You know what? We never named the other one.
I don't think so. So we'll just refer to her Apple as the other one. So... The other one apparently lives in my dad's neighborhood, and I go over there quite a bit to, like, work on my vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the neighborhood, man.
Oh, wow. You said Pineapple? Or
no. I did see pineapple when she was.
Yeah, because I remember you said that you had seen pineapple.
But she was with another, and you don't want to get involved. But I just thought you should know that Apple or this other intern is still relevant. And it's a possibility for you to lay your.
Get some groundwork in.
Onion, mushroom, seed. Plant it and let it grow.
She was a very interesting character. I think that she was.
Do mushrooms have seed?
Spores.
I don't think that's how you grow mushrooms.
Spores.
Most Asian dishes I eat have like seeds in them.
I don't think those are mushroom seeds.
You're telling me that sesame seeds don't come from mushrooms?
No, they don't.
Okay, I'm just a little bummed out that you're not like excited about this girl. Like, what the hell?
No, I'm definitely. Look, she was definitely a very interesting. She was definitely attractive. Do you want me to just leave right now and go find her?
Other one, where are you?
I'm just a little bummed that there's. No. This is the least enthused I've seen you about
fresh
meat.
Do you know why?
Because we're still because Brody.
He saw Brody. Now, if you were to mention that in like a week or so, I think he would definitely been more excited. But the fact that he saw Brody this week changes everything.
No lie, though. No lie that day yesterday, it was a very happy day. I was genuinely happy. I don't know why, because I saw that walk, that stride.
It's definitely a stride.
It's very manly, but like nice and manly. I don't know. I'm a little curious now. No, but today she was wearing something that I wasn't the biggest fan of, right?
Shame on her.
I know, shame on her. What the fuck? What is she thinking anyways? So so we went out to the fire drill. She was out there, and then she beat me back because she walked pretty fast. Yeah. I'm fucking like Oompa Loompa over here, and she's like walking back to the.
I think she walks faster than me, and not even trying to. I have a tendency to walk fast, and my wife, who's 5'2",
right,
has to remind me, "Hey, slow down." You know. So I mean, she walks very fast.
Right. Right.
Like she always seems to walk like she's on a mission. Like. She has an objective that she's going to, you know, complete. But then you realize she's just walking to the get some more water. it's like I don't think you need to walk like that to get water.
Now, I do have a update on my hot and sour soup lady.
She loves you, doesn't she?
Probably not.
Oh.
So the other day I was going to order some hot and sour soup on Grubhub. I was like, you know what? I really love their stuff, but I'm not going to go there anymore because I give up on her. And so literally, I go on Grubhub, and it's like, I mean, I had to come back from my hometown of BG. And it was already closed. So I was just like, damn, that's a sign that I shouldn't go there anymore.
Or it's a sign that she was like, I can't take it anymore. If I can't have him in my life, I have to shut the store down. She's probably on her way back to her lovely home country, whatever it is. I'm not going to assume because
China.
That's racist.
It's China Kitchen. Come on now.
Just because it's called China Kitchen doesn't mean that she's from China.
Where can she be from?
She could literally be from any other Asian-influenced country. Literally any other one.
They're all China.
That's racist. Super racist.
What about Bangkok flavor?
You said bang, and then and then cock,
and flavor.
see, if you say it all real quick, it sounds like it's supposed to be something on a menu. But when you break it up and say it all like slowly, it sounds awful.
That's hilarious. Well, I decided to go to the other Chinese place. That's literally like so much closer to me.
So it's a matter of convenience.
It's just hot and sour soup is a very particular flavor that I like.
Why soup?
Why not soup? It's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing. It reminds me of my home roots when I used to eat.
Okay. This isn't me being racist. This is a genuinely cultural question.
Micah, can you
like legit?
Can you back me up on this, because I know you're a very cultured person. So if he sounds very little,
no,
you might be able to answer for me.
This is a genuinely cultural question.
Okay, go ahead.
Is soup a big Mexican thing?
Micah?
I'm going to have to go to you on that, Ricardo, because I'm kind of seconding Josh on this. I'm sorry to slap my hand on your face.
My face?
My face?
But, but yeah, I didn't know the Hispanic community was big into soup.
I don't think we do have some soup dishes, but I don't think it's necessarily a soup culture.
Okay.
Because I think the biggest reason that I love the hot and sour soup is because of the spiciness. Mm-hmm. Because it is kind of spicy, and then on top of that, I get some of the spicy hot sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings.
What's in that soup? Because I've never had it before. The only Chinese soup that I've had is the wonton soup, and that's really good.
I don't know exactly how they make it per se, but I know it has tofu, which I'm not the biggest fan of tofu, but I just loop down the pants. It has egg, which is kind of another weird thing that's kind of weird in there.
Like a whole egg?
It's not a whole egg. It's kind of like I'm assuming that they crack open an egg in the soup, so it kind of cooks with the whole, you know.
You ever have egg drop soup?
Like a poached egg?
Kind of. Have you ever had egg drop soup?
No. I'm honestly, I'm not a big soup fan. Like, I like chili or like even like clam chowder. Mm-hmm. But like when it comes to like just like soup,
right.
It's flavored water with bits in it.
So it's
sorry, Micah.
So if I can give you the actual ingredients that I do see in there, I see water. I see tofu. I see shut up.
So flavored water with bits in it.
I see mushrooms. I see
so egg. You look at your soup when you eat it?
Before it goes in my mouth, yes. It has.
Is that fair?
It has these little, what are they called? Sprouts, I think?
A veggie.
It's kind of like almost like a potato-ish.
It's like a chive. It looks like a chive, but it's not a chive.
Is that what? Okay, I don't
know. Yeah. A leek?
Kind of.
There's a leak in the boat. have either of you seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2?
No.
Okay. I got to get this out real quick. Okay. So there's this one of the best parts of this entire movie. And honestly, this whole movie is just ridiculous in any sense. Where all the food is alive and has like personalities, and they're using a car as a boat, and one of the main characters goes, "Ah, there's a leak in the boat!" And sure enough, there's like a leak in the car, and it's screaming at them. No joke, almost peed myself the first time I saw it because I thought it was that funny. Anyways, moving on.
Soup. Okay, and then the actual soup itself is actually made out of, or they add some type of thickener, so it's actually kind of thick. To the point where it, depending on the day, it might be a little too thick, where it's almost kind of slimy, which is not good. So a textural thing that it's just like that's why I don't like the egg drop soup. It's fucking slimy, and I don't like that.
You don't like thick?
I mean, I like thick, but I don't like slimy thick.
You don't like sweaty thick?
Yes. Anyways, and it's actually really good. It's a really hot and sour. I don't taste the sour too much, but it's definitely hot and it's spicy.
Interesting.
Now the one from that China kitchen, the one that she hates me.
She loves you.
Bro, I could literally take it to Bangor and it's still fucking hot. Like literally hot.
That's hot soup.
Well, I guess it is, right? But the one from the place that's right next to me, it's not that hot, where it's like once I get home, I gotta heat it up in the microwave. It's really weird.
Because
I like my shit hot.
That's interesting.
Hot. But the way they make it, it's a little bit different. It's just, it's a little weird.
It's not as good.
No, nah, it still tastes good, but
I can see it on your face. You'd prefer the other one.
Yeah, but I will say that Indian chick that's there, I think she loves me. Yes, dot, not feather. I think she loves me because she gets like giggly and I get giggly, and then she calls me Sa, and she has like a little Indian accent. She's my future.
That's British, but
well, yeah,
very much so.
Yeah, that was definitely British. That was not an Indian accent.
But you they mean, are British Indians.
Yeah, they are British Indians.
Mm-hmm. Is she British?
She's Indian. She told me her name, now I think about it, but then she's like, I couldn't say it, so she's like, just call me Chris. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, that's kind of a weird name for a woman, but...
Describe her, Ricardo.
Okay, so she is probably a good 5'1", 5'2". She's slim. She is thickish in the right places. She got some nice assets. Her face... I remember before COVID, I remember her face a little bit, but now that she has a mask, it's a little weird because I can't remember her face very well. Her eyebrows are, you can tell that she works on them, but they're a little bit thicker than your average American woman because they're, you know, they're...
Wait, I thought you said she was Indian.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So her eyebrows are thicker than a normal American.
I don't comparatively know speaking.
Comparatively speaking to an American woman, they're a little bit thicker than that. Yeah. Does that make sense or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Go.
Does it?
Yeah. I got you.
The giant hand-holding thing in Ricardo. You remember that?
What?
If we were giants and this was...
Oh, my God.
Okay. Micah, I was made fun of as well by my brothers about that too.
Did they get it?
I think they did.
I like, no joke, the following day after that, I talked to about like 5 or 6 different people and they immediately knew what I was talking about.
Well, I just wasn't, I don't know. That's besides the point. Anyways, Micah, thank you for keep quiet now.
Good job, Micah.
Nah, it's all good. She's a really nice girl. She still calls me sir. Well, like I said, it was kind of funny because I asked what her name was and she told me, and I couldn't say it. I was just like, damn, I can't say it. And then it sounds muffled because I'm wearing a mask too. And she's like, just call me Chris. I'm like, okay.
Interesting. So
she's younger too.
She giggles at you. She's already told you that you can call her something else.
Oh. And I will also, I mean, I'm gonna remember you, but let me also say this though. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been upsold by a salesman at a wherever, just like, you know?
They usually have a big ass and big tits.
What?
Okay, so I've never been upsold at a Chinese restaurant before until yesterday. So I go in there. And I just want my Han Solo soup, right? Because, I mean, I'm still, like, digging it, you know? And she's like, because last time, she's like, she said, you got the Han Solo soup and the crab rangoon, right? I was like, yeah. She's like, I know it was you because you always order the same thing. So she already knows me, right?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So she's like, maybe next time you should try something a little bit different. Like, try something else because, you know, we do have good food, blah, blah, blah. You know, she was like, I'm trying to upsell me. Like,
dude.
I was like, I'll try next time.
I don't think that's an upsell, man. I think she's trying to, like...
It's easy. Yeah, she like, want this. And then, so this is what happened yesterday. When I go in there, and get some Han Solo soup, and she's like, is that going to be all? I was like, yeah, that's going to be it. So that's all I wanted. Like, are you sure? And then she, like, looked at me. She gave me, like, a little cute little look. I'm like, girl, you don't stop it. And so, yeah, I got upsold. So I had to buy something else.
Now
I took it for lunch today, though, so it was good.
Well, quick question. When you go and get the stuff, is she the one who handles, like, your bill and stuff like that?
Right.
Do you sign for it?
Yes.
Just for kicks, maybe next time that she's the one who's going to be handling your receipt, you maybe jot your phone number on there.
What can I say? Like, just in case you guys have a special Han Solo soup,
no.
Give me a call.
No. See? Just write your phone number on there and say, and under that, say, hope to hear from you.
What if I get a call from her boss? She's kind of cute too, to be honest.
What's the boss gonna do?
No, I'm just saying, like,
what's the boss gonna do?
I don't know. Hopefully something good.
Is the boss male or female?
Female. That's what I'm saying.
It really doesn't matter. But everyone deserves a good fluff, Ricardo.
That is true.
Think of it this way. If you strike out with one and you get called back
this
by the other.
This is not great worm.
That doesn't look good. What are you drinking?
The real sangria. It's not great warm.
It tastes good, though.
I think it'd be good on ice.
Yes, it would.
I think that's probably why it has in big bold letters, serve cold.
Sorry, I don't read Spanglish.
I may have to, like, rinse my mouth out with some whiskey.
I like whiskey. It didn't smell good. I'll give you that one. It didn't smell good at all.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not the worst I've ever had, but it's not great.
It's like stale apple juice.
So, Michael, what's going on in your protein-ness?
You know, not a whole lot, man. It's been non-existent. It's like I've been hanging out, but no new clients. It's a bummer. But then again, I have not been trying. I've been in a
rut,
pit tickler lately. And I guess it's a rut. But I haven't been trying, and I've been hanging out with the old crew, but kind of over it.
Now, do you think that has anything to do with COVID still being a thing?
Very much so. It's tough to meet fresh meat. College kids are coming back though, so that's good.
Dude,
but you like them a little bit older though, not a little bit younger.
You know, if I'm trying to wife a girl up, yeah, I like them older. But if I'm trying to have a good time, 22 is like the prime age.
You kind of remind me of Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused. Yeah. Think about high school chicks is I get older, they stay the same age.
You're absolutely right, Josh.
That's funny. So do you think one of the topics that I was going to discuss, but somehow I got away from me, as I get older, I'm at the tender age of 33, where I just turned, you know, about a few days ago.
Have a birthday, Ricardo.
Thank you. As I get older, I started to realize that my life is a very simple life, but it's a very happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can dwell on the negativity in my life,
right?
But I tend not to.
Hmm.
Also, I noticed that at this age, whether I get married or not get married, I don't care. Now, on top of that, having a kid or not having a kid, I don't care that much either, because I've always been pro adoption.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, even before, like, when I was younger, I don't know why, I've always felt the fact that there's a lot of kids out there that need, you know, mm-hmm. some type of adoption, mm-hmm. whether younger or older, everywhere in this world, right?
Right.
Do you think, and I'm going to put it to you, Michael, because you're a little bit about the same age as we are, you are also single.
We're the same age.
I know, but you already got kids. Oh, but yeah. I'm going to pose this question to you as well. Right?
Okay.
Are you happy not having any kids at this point in your life or ever? Well, I know you've always been not against marriage, but definitely the whole kid aspect of it. Because I'm thinking about getting another dog.
You become a dog person where you have like 10 dogs.
Sure, I'm a cat person. I would poison a snake if I really wanted one. But I'm not. Okay.
I don't think that's the way. Anyway, Micah.
Micah.
Yeah, with that, I haven't met a female that has changed my mind about kids. I think it takes a special person to probably open you up to that. But yeah, like, being solely single and thinking about like the long haul, yeah, I don't think kids is in the picture. But if you meet the woman, man, whatever you're into. Right. Yeah, I think it could change. But currently sitting in this seat right now, I have no desire to have kids. When it comes to marriage, someone's really going to have to make an impression.
Right.
Because I'm all about committed relationship.
Mm. Now, do you think that one of the follow-up questions that I had in the back of my mind was, can you be happy being single? Meaning, like, is there, like, because I noticed myself, like, I'm not saying I get lonely, but there are certain times of my life where I'm like, damn, I wish I had a partner where I can just, like, confide and be, mm-hmm. and more as a mental, sometimes it's a physical when you're getting a little lonely, you know what I mean? Like, you want a little hug or, you know.
Ricardo, I have offered so many times to hug you. You always just push me away.
Hey, honestly, this is a real question. Did you know that in India, that you can hold, the guys hold hands with the, hey, no, this is a funny story, Micah.
Hold Micah's hand.
So, wait. No, COVID.
So hold each other's elbows? This is weird. Okay.
I just feel like the love. The,
you guys look like you're like trying to like use the force on each other right now.
So, the funny story is I was actually I was driving with my brother. I can't remember where we were going, and I already told Josh the story, but we were driving, and then I told my brother like I was scratching out or whatever like something, and I was like, did you know that in India, that guy's holding. He's like, yeah, I kind of knew that. Did you also know that in India? So this is a true story because my brother worked at a liquor store. With a lot of, that's not racist.
Of course. That's a little racist.
That's a little racist. Okay, but I'm just giving you a little context behind how he knows. The fact that he used to work with an Indian guy. Well, several Indian guys, I'm assuming. And he said that there's certain parts of India that I could be totally wrong, or he could be totally wrong. But there's certain parts of India where they're so religious that not only are they they're allowed to hold hands with guys, but they're actually can't even, if you want to dance with a girl, you can't just go dance with the girl. They have to actually dance with the guys, so they actually dance together. So the guys are dancing together, and then the women are dancing together. There can't be any guy and girl dancing. So
very segregated?
Yeah, but it's not.
By the sexes?
Yeah, in a religious aspect of it, you know, where it's kind of like taboo to mingle, co-mingle with the other, which is really odd to me. But I mean, there's something wrong with it. It's just.
So I worked at many gas stations.
That's racist.
And I can second that, Ricardo.
Can you really?
Interesting.
Oh shit! I didn't know.
Interesting.
Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Well,
nope.
that's all, it. Folks. No, yeah.
Did somebody try to hold your hand?
No.
Mike, are you a homie?
I do want a homie.
It's cool in India, man.
It is. Yeah, it's just, like you said, cultural. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say it's so religion-based, but you do go to, like, the mosque, specifically, like, Muslim.
Right.
You know, women are separated and then men are separated. But as far as seconding what you just said, when it comes to weddings, the women and the men are literally split up. And it's they're both having their own parties. And it's like
so bizarre.
My buddies that worked at the gas station when I was working there, they all got married, you know, in the span of 3 years. And they would bring back their wedding videos and watching the wedding videos. Mm. Yeah, it was just like a separate production. Hmm. And then they would all come together. And the husband and wife would like sit on these pretty much an altar. Oh. And then people would just like throw money. But then after that, like,
that's it.
The men and women went on their way and
that's crazy.
They danced on their own.
See, I think it's a weird, it's not weird, but it's just the such differences of cultures that makes it seem weird. But when you got to think, maybe this is like second nature, you know.
Yeah, and just in retrospect, like give you a little bit of perspective on cultures in my country.
Of Colombia?
In Colombia. Colombia, Mexico. dancing, dancing is a big thing. Meaning, like, well, I'm a someone here too. Like, I you know, just to think about it, right? Because you see fights break out because you asked the wrong girl to dance, and you know, you see fights break out sometimes.
Like dance fights?
Not like dance fights, but
like stomp the yard or
no. So from what I know is like if you ask the wrong girl, especially if like they let's just hear you're at a party, right? Mm-hmm. If you're a single male and you ask one, you know, let's just say Brody. Let's say I asked Brody out to dance and she said yes. Not only can I dance, but I can walk it out. Get it? Walk it out. Anyways. And then her significant other gets mad. Mm-hmm. There might be some friction there where it could lead to some very bad consequences.
Like a dance battle?
No. It's passive dance battle. But yeah, I mean, I can see how dancing is a big thing like in that culture as well.
Yeah, like, I don't want to say Muslim countries because that's anywhere. Specifically, like Indian culture and like their movies,
right.
They're very big. And they're very not like overdone, but like there's a couple movies that I've seen bits and pieces of where there's these very elaborate dance numbers.
Yeah.
And I think it's fascinating. But and again, I think it's a cultural thing, and I think it's something where they don't even think twice about it, and it's just it is what it is. Right. Like in American, you know, movies and stuff like that. A lot of the movies that came out forever ago, a lot of them were musicals and big dance numbers. And the thing is, like, at the time, that was the norm. It's like, yeah, oh, it's another musical. Okay, whatever. But then I remember there's a Broadway show that was made into a movie called Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. And a gal that I worked with at the time had said, yeah, you know, I went to go see Into the Woods. And I knew, coming from a theatrical background, I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, what'd you think? And she's like, they sang through the entire movie. And I was like, yeah, what'd you think? She's like, oh, we left. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is a brilliant musical and you left? And I'm like, I was so blown away. And she's like, yeah, I don't want to watch people sing for 2 hours, you know? And you know, it was so, you know, definitely it's a cultural thing. But at the same time, I think even though there's aspects of the two different cultures that have similarities, but they're done in such different ways that we're like, oh, that's weird. Mm, you know,
that's true.
Because, like, not gonna lie, Ricardo, I would never feel comfortable holding your hand.
Why not?
Your hands are way too soft.
Oh, fuck you. They used to make fun of me all the time because my hands were so soft.
So you've touched his hand.
Ooh.
No. He's touched me.
Oh, okay.
There's no one else.
Like, we're walking and he'll do that weird like graze. Like, you know how like in high school where you want to hold the girl that you're sweet on's hand and you kind of do that weird, you know, tap the thing so you'd think that, you know, she would end up grabbing your hand. Ricardo does that to me all the time. And I keep telling him, Ricardo, I'm not going to hold your hand, man. It's work. Like, we're not in India, okay?
So, Micah, we never finished that question. Do you feel that, before we run out of time, do you feel that we can be happy as a single person with no kids? And not even, for you, I don't even think you have a dog, do you? A dog, pet, cat? I'm going to get you a bird this Christmas.
Get an owl. Owls are awesome.
I want a duck.
A duck?
You're going to eat that fucking duck.
No, I think you can get to that point. It's going to take a lot of self-exploration, honestly. Okay. I think you're much farther along than myself.
Really?
I really do. There's a huge void in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much as I enjoy women's company and whatnot, that's kind of a scapegoat for me not truly being accepting or happy with myself. So it's kind of a diversion in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the ultimate goal is to be, you know, happy on your own. And whoever you meet or like choose to have a partner with, that's just an extension of you and an addition to your life. You're adding value to them. They're adding value to you, but you're not finding your identity or
to
like
them.
Yeah, through them.
Oh, I like that.
And that's kind of a challenge for myself, but ideally, yeah, to answer your question, I think you can be happy, but I think it's going to take a lifetime.
That's deep. But yeah, you're right. I think that's it's something, it's a learning curve, right? So it's something that you might be okay with today. Tomorrow you might, and it might just be like as literal as tomorrow, you'll be like, damn, man, tomorrow is gonna, you know, or tomorrow you're in tomorrow's situation, you'll be like, man, this really sucks, you know, and then all of a sudden you're cool with it. But just being able to, I guess in a sense, have more good days than bad days is the key thing to live in a,
well, I mean, that goes happy life. That goes with anything. Like, even being the only married guy with kids here.
Right.
I'll have one day where in my married life, everything goes great and it's perfect and the kids are great and perfect. And the next day, I'm like,
little devils,
this sucks. You know? So, I mean, it almost seems like both spectrums, whether you're married or not, it's all about
balance.
Not balance, but relative and what your perspective is, what you choose put your energy into. Like, you know, if you are single but you don't see the need to be in a relationship constantly, it's like, okay, so you have to take that perspective and you have to take that energy for yourself to make sure that you can be happy by yourself.
Right.
You know, being married, not only do I need to be happy with myself as an individual, I have to be happy with myself as a couple. Right. I need to make sure that what makes me happy will help make the other half happy.
I think that's even harder. If I never really thought about it, but you got to be happy for yourself. So not only do you have to fight your own demons, your own insecurities, but you also have to fight your spouse's insecurities, your kids' insecurities.
There's this guy who illustrates his relationship with his wife in like a comic book sense. So all these comics are not even comics; they're like just stills, and they're always exaggerated and they're hilarious. But they go through different aspects of their life. One of the most recent ones I saw was him and his wife are in like boxing gear, and he's laying on the ground, knocked out, and she looks very upset and kind of standing over him. And she has those little comic book bubble above her saying, "Get up." Well, no, but like, and the cool thing is the post was from the wife of this couple. And she said, even though, you know, we are like almost our own worst enemies, we build each other up. Right. The only person who can knock me down so hard is you. But then you're the one to bring me back up. And it was a great post. And the visual of it was so amazing. And I've never like truly thought of it that way. It's like, okay, especially in a relationship, your own worst enemy, people would think, oh, it's yourself. It's like, no. In a way, it's your spouse, because you want to do everything you can for that spouse. Mm-hmm. You want to do everything within your power to make them happy and to push them to be the best that they can. And then maybe something happens and then that doesn't go. And then you feel very struck and very down, and it's like, so not only can they be that person to pick you up so far, they can definitely be that person to knock you down that much harder.
So I guess in a sense, if your couple or your significant other one is taking but not giving you anything
it's
back.
It's definitely everybody says, oh, it's a partnership, and it's like yeah, okay. But it is. Right. It's not even a partnership. There has to be an openness.
Right.
Like, particularly with me and my wife, we've gotten to the point where if I want to speak my mind, I have to say, hey, I'm about to say something. What I'm about to say, I'm not saying this. I'm not implying this or something like that. and then I say what I'm going to say, just so I know that my wife doesn't take what I'm saying in the wrong context or in the wrong way. So then our communication can be as solid as it, as it can be. Which honestly, out of everything that my wife and I have tried to have a good relationship with, it's that open, brutal, honest communication. And honestly, if you're single, you still need that communication with yourself. You have to be able to be honest with yourself, saying, hey, guess what? I'm not happy because of whatever, or I need this in my life because of whatever. And it's communication, hands down, whether you're single in a, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, or married, 100%. Whether, again, whether it's bad stuff or good stuff, open, honest communication, hands down, the biggest thing you can do.
I remember the I remember that one of the guys I used to listen to, he was, I mean, he was a Navy SEALs. I talked to you about this guy before, where he says sometimes you just got, he's like, when I started becoming better about myself, or better for myself, or become a better person, I literally went in the mirror and said, you know what, this is what you want, and this is why you haven't gotten it. You know, he says sometimes he's like. He used to dress like a thug, and because that was cool. Like, he had his shorts down, and you know, like you know what? That's not you. That's, you know, you're acting stupid, and you're acting like you're a wannabe thug, and you're actually pretty smart. And the reason you're not at the level you want to be is because you're putting out a persona that you shouldn't be doing. You know what I mean? Right. And he's like, sometimes you just gotta be brutally honest with yourself. Where if you want to be somewhere, like for example, in a sports, he's mostly sports because he was a Navy SEAL, obviously. He's like, don't beat around the bush and say like, well, you can't get to this level of you know, physicalness because you're a little chunky, and that's, you're starting making excuses for yourself where you're like, it's a hereditary thing. No, you're just fucking fat. You like to eat a lot. And that's how he said it, because he said he got over 300 pounds, and he's like, or close to 300 pounds. Like, no, you're just fucking fat, and you like to eat food, and you like to eat, fuck, or drink slushies from 7-Eleven. He's like, you have to stop that shit, because he wanted to go into the Navy SEALs, and he had to lose a lot of weight and shit. He's like, you just have to be open about, or at least talk to yourself and tell yourself what your downfalls are. You know what I mean? And what's keeping you from being happy. And that's definitely one of the things. You just got to be honest with yourself. Micah?
What if you don't know what's making you unhappy? Like, how do you find that wisdom? Where do you go, you know?
You have to be open to... Okay. This is gonna sound totally crazy and weird, and I'm not spacey in a way, but you have to listen to the universe. Okay? That is literally, listen to how you interact with everything, because that will guaranteed tell you something about yourself. It changes your perspective. It changes how you act. It changes the things that you enjoy, because like, you may go through a certain time in your life where you like whatever, and then if you do this just a time where you just listen, you learn things about yourself that you didn't know. And yeah, that's my little Zen thing. So
I don't know. They went over my head, to be honest.
Listen to the universe.
Just listen to the universe. I think you just got to find something that makes you happy, and just, it's kind of one of those, my person, I mean, maybe I'm over simplifying it, where you just got to find something that really makes you happy, and kind of build on that. Mm-hmm. Build on the little simple things that make you happy, and then eventually it's kind of one of those things where you fake it until you really, quite honestly, until you make
fake
it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, pretty much, you know? So
right.
Probably easier said than done, but it's
But see, here's the thing, though. If you fake it till you make it, are you still faking it even though you've made it? Because here's the thing. What is the made it?
Right.
Is that you're happy and you have a comfortable life or whatever? Or is it simply that you simply look like you're happy and you've made it?
So I think you eventually when you do make it, it's because you're so used to putting this persona, I guess, in the sense that it almost becomes second nature to it, where it becomes your actual personality, right. your whole motive, where you've almost forget about what's really, you know, right. the negative stuff in your life, I guess. So.
So if you take anything from tonight, listeners, and I know we kind of took an odd turn here, so right. so go with us. If you take anything from tonight, listen to the universe.
Right. Drink coffee.
Fake it till you make it. And if you're going to drink coffee, drink
shit. Sand Hill Coffee.
Sand Hill Coffee. And if you go to sandhillcoffee.com and use promo code Warehouse Rats, you'll get 20% off your whole order.
Right off the bat. That makes me happy.
Right off the bat.
That makes me happy.
I know it does. My coffee just got here today.
You know what? I should ask the Han Sarasu lady and see if she can give me a promo code. That makes me happy.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find us, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, some YouTube. We've been a little bad about getting that stuff going. So we're on most social platforms. So if you want to find us there, go ahead and throw us a message. Comment on whatever the hell you want to comment on. Just let us know you're listening. And we're not going anywhere.
And I think next week, hopefully, we'll have a special guest.
Oh, hey, watch out.
Our first potential international guest. I was looking at the word. I was gonna say what she was, but I'm just gonna save it for like a little.
We'll save that.
We'll save it.
If you want to find out, tune in next week.
Stay tuned.
All right, folks.
Episode 10.
We're out.
Yeah. Peace.